This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If technology can soon do just about everything, how will we human beings earn a living? Some in Silicon Valley and beyond are wrestling with this. One approach is what's called a universal basic income. Everybody might get a monthly check from the government. Believe it or not, there's interest about this on both the left and the right in versions of it. A group of tech investors are launching a pilot program in Oakland, California to test this idea. Sarah Gardner reports on why that city, in the news this week for the terrible warehouse tragedy, is also a good place to experiment.
Here in Oakland, the signs of tech money are everywhere. Uber is renovating the old Sears building downtown for its new headquarters. Millennials play bocce ball and drink cocktails along the redeveloped wharf. One-bedroom apartments rent for $2,400 a month. Longtime resident John Jones III sees it this way.
Uber has come to town. Someone's going to get six figures, but then somebody got to clean the toilet. That's the reality of employment in a city like Oakland.
Jones counsels young people here, many formerly incarcerated like himself. He's a proud East Oaklander, and he brings me to the Eastmont Town Center to make a point.
This mall symbolizes decay. It symbolizes neglect. It symbolizes crushed, destroyed dreams.
The sprawling complex was originally a Chevy plant that brought middle-class jobs to East Oakland, then a shopping mall.
This was the place to come.
But Jones says the mall emptied out as Oakland's manufacturing base disappeared. Over the decades, auto plants, canneries, and snack food factories closed, as did the Oakland Army base.
So when the military bases closed, that really shut off our access to living wage jobs.
Nowadays, the Eastmont Mall houses social service agencies and a police station.
The only real viable opportunities here in the Bay Area is the high-skill, high-paying tech sector. However, there isn't a real pipeline for folks who live in communities like East Oakland and West Oakland to go work for Google or Apple.
At the West Oakland Job Resource Center, Joyce Guy tries to place residents in construction and warehouse jobs, but the warehouses are increasingly automated and the jobs unsteady.
More often than not, they will tell a person, you go in there, you work hard, this company's going to hire you permanently, when that is the furthest from the truth.
But even amidst Oakland's job insecurity, not everyone is convinced that giving everyone a monthly government stipend, a basic income, is the answer. Jennifer Lynn is with the East Bay Alliance for a Sustainable Economy.
We should also be talking about full-time work and continuing to raise the wage, reinforcing renter protections.
Lynn says the question is, could technology wealth somehow work to benefit everyone here? Or will it end up simply creating another playground for the technorati? In Oakland, California, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.